Welcome back to the show, Raw Dog. We have Briar on the phone.
Oh, snap.
Briar, you want to talk to
me?
Hello,
Briar.
You want to talk to me? Hello, Briar?
Hang on a second. Hold on. You're not on the air yet. We're putting you on the air.
Briar, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, hey, I know you've been listening to
the show.
Why don't
you just let Briar speak? Why is she calling?
Okay, why are you calling?
Oh, wow. Put it bluntly, I don't know. I'm kind of offended by what everyone on the show is saying about me.
We didn't say anything about you. We just said stuff about Raw Dog.
Okay.
We don't really care about you. We just care about Raw Dog. No offense.
Okay. That's.
To put it bluntly.
I completely understand that. That you are guys. You guys are all for Raw Dog, and that's perfectly fine. But don't you think it's inappropriate that half the world thinks that I'm a prude? Isn't that what you guys called me, a prude?
I didn't call you a prude.
I never said that word.
Yeah, I'd love to find a recording of me saying the word prude, except for when I'm repeating you. I've never said that.
I never said that word either.
Yeah. And you want to worry about being talked about on the radio, you come to L.A. to hang out with a guy on the radio because you listen to the radio show, and you know what's coming. We're very nice to you, really, considering.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Exactly.
Anything I feel as though, I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
I guess that's okay with me.
I don't really think you're doing anything wrong.
Yeah, we're not doing anything wrong with you. We're just saying, Raw Dog, we feel, in our opinion, and we voice our opinion on our radio show whenever we fucking want to, and we think that what's going on right now, personally, we don't think that he should, I think he should be your friend, because that's what you are, and he should look out for other girls. Why can't he see other girls? He's young. And he's new to the game. Why can't he see other people? I mean, it really is just a friendship.
Well, he was the one who wanted it exclusivo, so I don't understand.
That's not really true.
You wanted to have an open relationship, you're saying?
I never said I wanted to have an open relationship. We just didn't really talk too much in depth on what we are.
You just said that he didn't want exclusivity.
No, he said... Oh my God.
We had a discussion before you left LA, and I did bring up the topic, and I asked you if I were to, see other girls at any point, would you think that's okay? And you said no. And then you asked the same question, and I also said, sure, no, let's have an exclusive relationship. I think it was a mutual thing.
Okay, and so I don't know why we're mutually friends now. I guess I don't understand, because I have an ovarian cyst. I can't fuck anything.
Do anything else at all. I don't really get into
this.
You're entitled to do whatever you want with your body. We don't have any problem with this at all. It's just, if that's the case, you guys are not that serious. Why can't he move on? To me, it just seems like there's a lot of drama to it, because at one point, before you came to L.A., you're like, oh, I want this, we want to do that, and then you end up, nothing really happens, and now it's still not happening. Why can't he move on? I mean, obviously, you're not into him that way. I believe you've even said that to him.
No,
she didn't say that to me.
It was a misunderstanding, and
it was a misunderstanding.
All right. Well, how did you
text messenger? I'm sorry.
But can
you misunderstood? You accidentally texted him that you weren't interested in sexually.
No, it wasn't like that. Oh my God, it wasn't like that. And I'm sorry if I don't feel comfortable doing things in my parents' house. I was supposed to come to New York City on Wednesday, and I thought that if things were going to go down, things were going to go down in New York City since we're alone, But obviously, by the way, everyone's talking that about me, I don't really feel that there's reason to even go there anymore.
I agree.
A lot of drama
for all it's worth. I mean, you guys are young, and if you're going to have little disputes here and there, it's really best that you moved on. I mean, Raw Dog's a very busy man, and he doesn't have time for all this drama.
It's fine if you don't really want to do anything like that. I understand that, but I one time we were just in the living room by ourselves, and I kissed you on the cheek, and you said, "Don't let anybody see you do that," and that kind of hurt my feelings.
Don't let anybody see you do that? You mean don't kiss you in public?
My dad is a crazy Italian. I'm sorry. My bad. Sorry.
Don't let anybody... It's just an excuse after an excuse. I feel like I'm talking to SiriusXM on the phone. It's bullshit.
You can understand why I would feel hurt and feel like you were maybe being extra distant this weekend in a way
I'm
that you
sorry.
Weren't.
Brian, you should, Brian, you know what? There's stuff in between here that only you, me, and Raw Dog know. And for you to say what you're saying on the couch there and then to say that you're actually referring to your father when you said don't let anybody see you kiss me.
We're alone in my house.
Being mean.
Who else is going to see
think
me?
About, stop thinking about yourself for a second. Think about Raw Dog. Think about what it's like to be in his shoes and just let it go. Like, we're just done. Can't you just be friends with him and let him find somebody else? That I feel like there's too much things going on here. You're making it really difficult for him to move on. Let it go.
I'm making it difficult. I'm not doing anything. I'm just not a fan of letting you guys, just the whole nation, thinking one way about me. I'm sorry.
Well, I think you're a really nice girl, and I think everybody does, but I don't think that, you know, what you're doing with Raw Dog's
working. Oh, because the 45 people I am messaging me at my Facebook.
Hey, you know what? You wanted somebody to message you. That's the whole reason you started talking to Raw Dog in the first place.
I think that's
you wanted friends on MySpace.
I think that's an over-accusation.
Forget what you wish for. Comes with the territory. You like Raw Dog because he's on the radio. You found out he's a nice person. You like him, but how would you know about him? You're awestruck. I've seen your eyes. You're awestruck by power. You love it. And you want to throw your own power around and make young men suffer. And not my wingman.
Oh,
you're not having him.
All men suffer.
You're not having him. You can't have him. I don't think there's anything wrong with you, and you're a really nice lady. And I think everybody should leave her alone on Facebook.
I don't
think, very nice lady.
I don't think I'm doing anything wrong either by just saying that I feel slightly hurt that you're being so distant.
I'm sorry that you felt that way. I wish we talked about it further.
Sounds very sincere. You sound very, very sorry about it. You sound very hurt about him being hurt. You sound like you're really
upset about it. I don't want him to be upset. I don't want him to be hurt. And
he's not going to be. Wednesday night he's going to be over it.
Look. I'm just, you know, this is what I do. I'm on the radio and I talk about how I feel. I can't help it.
Yeah.
I told you I was going to.
That's the way it is here.
I just didn't know you were going to blare out absolutely every single thing.
You didn't blare out absolutely everything.
I didn't. I tried to keep it fair to you, and I asked you about certain stuff beforehand. I wanted to make sure I was as even-handed as possible.
Yeah, we could go way further. But we're not going to. We're just going to move on, Brian.
I was just saying things from my point of view, and I felt like even me having this conversation with you, you got offended, which is kind of unfair.
I'm sorry. Out of my, I don't know, 5 years being sexually active, I've never had this conversation with anyone.
You've never been sexually active with Rhonda.
What?
Nothing. I'm saying that it's not, I mean, but you can understand that you shouldn't be offended by me just even talking about it.
I don't know, I just thought we could have had a shot while I was in New York, while everything was kind of, you know, in a hotel, with my parents. I don't know, I just thought that was a little bit, you know, that was...
What about in L.A.?
Hey,
stop. We actually tried.
Yeah, but why? You still had another two nights after that. What about the other night? The other night.
I'm saying I wish what you just said to me, Briar. I wish you told me that earlier. I wish you would have actually said that to me, instead of just making it sound like you're not interested at all, when you talked about it yesterday, it sounded like.
I'm sorry. I got caught off guard. I didn't mean for me to come off like that.
You got offended. You got offended by what he said because you got caught off guard.
Well, I've never had a conversation like that in my 5 years of being sexually active with any guy that I've ever
You've never talked about having sex with any guy?
It's just very awkward. It either happens or it doesn't. I've just never had a conversation about it. It's never happened.
But it wouldn't surprise you coming from the co-host of the Jason Ellis Show as a listener.
or it shouldn't surprise you when most of our relationship can only be expressed through talking because we're not together most of the time.
Right?
Well...
Actually, your whole relationship is based on talking.
Right.
Words.
Yeah.
That's true.
So you would think it'd be a little bit more communicative about the one thing that you actually had to do in person.
That's true.
You know?
You're right. I don't even know who you are, but you're right.
We're all right. We don't mean anything bad by it, Briar, but we're all... When it comes to this relationship, me, Raw Dog, Check Nikki, Cullen, we've been around the block, and we know that... You're a nice person, but it's not right for Raw Dog. It's not a right relationship. You're not using it. And he's got, you know, we're very busy. We can't deal with this anymore. It's enough.
I want to talk
too
to
much
you
drama.
I want to talk to you later, and I'm sorry that it spilled out onto the air. But
okay, fine. That's fine. I'm sorry, too. And you can go do whatever you want on Wednesday night.
He's going to.
Okay, good. Good.
Bye.
There it is. Done. We're done.
I I'm still going to talk to her later.
Good. Talk to her. You should be her, man.
Nobody's saying not to talk to her, and nobody's saying not to
be cool with her.
But that last bit, Raw Dog,
mm-hmm.
that I thought it was going to go down Wednesday night, razzle-dazzle, rope-a-dope shit, is that the first time that... Did she say she was coming down to stay at your hotel on Wednesday night?
She told you that it was going to happen before you met her.
She said she was offended by you over the weekend bringing up sexual stuff. That doesn't sound like it should.
She made it sound like that suddenly that was the only thing I was interested in, which clearly is not true.
Clearly is not the case. There's no one else on the planet who is clearly... You're not about that.
You put in like 6 months of good hardcore being a good dude.
I was seriously. That's what
and
I
it
thought.
Was, and you so, and you just blew it because it was totally gonna happen.
It was totally gonna happen. I thought Wednesday was when it was going. It's just like, dude, it's just an excuse after an excuse after an excuse. And you know, Briar, fuck Facebook. People say whatever the fuck they want to say, dude. Just hit fucking delete. You know, I mean, honestly, if that's the fucking problem in your life, is that people are saying things on Facebook.
People on the internet are idiots. And if I've told you that before. I get it all the time.
Delete those friends.
Get the attention.
Jason gets it all the time. It happens to everybody.
The whole world does not think anything about you because they don't know who you are. Yeah. They know who the Raw Dog is, and the Raw Dog's a good dude. And he just deserves a girl who's going to be either in it with him or not in it with him. Be his friend and let him fucking go. But that was a mind trip right there. That whole, Wednesday night, you can't do this stuff in front of my parents. Why wouldn't she pull you aside and say, Raw Dog, we're in my parents' house. I feel super uncomfortable. Hey, Wednesday night, I'm going to rock it.
I wish you had any sort of indication or talk like that.
That was just fucking bullshit, dude.
It's just it's a control thing.
And this is Cullen. I'm in the Jingleberries.
So you know, right?
Check me. Come at me.
Come at me, bitch.